I'm Kyle Danes, and I'm the president of the association.
Joining us is Kyle Danes as we get set to go just a little bit north of Innisfail here this weekend for the annual Danes Ranch Pro Rodeo. Kyle, I've seen on Facebook there that you guys look like you're doing some work around the grounds. What's new for this year?
Oh, this year we've had a lot of help from a lot of really good people, and we've improved our grandstand, and we got a brand new timed vent chute, and we've got quite a few coats of paint going, and it's been a great few weeks putting her all together.
So you're all set to welcome the Canadian Professional Rodeo Association Cowboys and Cowgirls and all the great stock this weekend. Who's your stock providers for this weekend?
It's going to be Vernon McDonald out of Lac La Biche there with Bar C5, and Nansen Vold. He'll have some bulls here also.
So always a great stock, always a great event. The payouts for this year, how are those looking, and how interested have the Cowboys been in terms of your entries so far?
Oh, actually, the entries are up big time this year. We got 7,000 in the bronc riding, and we got 4,500 in all the other events. Our numbers are up, and I think we actually got about 160-some barrel racers and just about 50 bronc riders this year.
Wow, that's excellent. I know that you guys always have to fill up some of the slack there to be able to get all of them in. So let's walk through the start times for the slack and then the main events here this weekend.
The slack will actually start tomorrow at 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon there. And then it'll go, I think we're going to have a good 4 hours of slack. So if you like timed events and barrel racing, come on out. It's going to be good. And then the rodeo will crack off Friday night. At gates will open at 5 o'clock. The pre-rodeo's at 6, and the professional rodeo will start at 7. And Saturday will be the same thing.
Excellent. And then you've always got a lot's happening up at the top of the hill there. What's going on for your cabarets in the evenings there after the rodeos this weekend?
Yeah, we got some great local talent again. We got Cole Martin. He's going to be playing the stage Friday night, and then Dean Pengally. He'll be playing there Saturday.
This event has been going on since 1960. What are you excited about this year, Kyle?
I'm really excited about all the improvements we've put on the rodeo ground. It's looking good, and now we just need the Cowboys and the stock to show up, and we got some of the best fans you'll ever get to, you know, cheer with. So let's have some fun.
As far as tickets go, where can people get them, and what have you got for camping options out there?
This year we're changing it up a little bit, and you got to have a weekend pass there or tickets for the rodeo for the camping, then you get first serve. It'll fill up, so don't be afraid to come out early.
Excellent. If people want to find out more information or get their tickets ahead of time, where can they do that, Kyle?
They can get their tickets at Tickets Alberta, or you can go on the danesranch.ca.
Perfect. Well, we look forward to seeing you out there for our annual broadcast of the first night. We'll be out there for the 7 p.m. show, and you'll hear it live on 96.5 CKFM. Kyle Danes, we look forward to a great weekend at the Danes Ranch.
Awesome. We'll see you out there, guys.